Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff. We are coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. And you can always join us if you want to call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to be talking a lot about elections today.
Yes.
And voting and the importance of voting. And coming up next hour, excited to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf. She is the chair of Democrats Abroad, UK. And we're going to be talking to Kristen about the importance for Americans who live overseas. And yes, there are Americans who live overseas. And
what?
Yet, I know. And yet still vote in our elections. This would include members of our military. And, you know, we've heard about some changes that some would like to make to our elections and getting rid of absentee voting and mail-in voting, and everything should be handwritten on special magical paper, which can no longer be compromised, apparently. So we're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf, again, chair of Democrats Abroad UK, next hour at 11:06 to talk about the importance of our voting systems and how important it is and why it is important for our citizens who live overseas to have the opportunity to partake in our democracy. Coming up at 10:33, it's going to be a kind of a change for the first hour, but we're really excited to talk to Kyle Chisholm from the Madison Mallards. I love semi-pro baseball so much.
It's so rough and tumble and fun.
They come up with the greatest promotions. And Kyle's going to be joining us coming up at 10:33, right after the 10:30 news, to talk about the Madison Mallards and what they have coming up for their season. They have some great promotions coming up.
Agreed. And my friend's going to be throwing out the first pitch in June.
No kidding.
Yes.
At the Madison Mallards.
As a part of a big campaign to raise money. So we'll talk about it later.
Oh, that's great. That's very exciting. Want to start off, though, with an article that just got posted this morning from Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Not a surprise, but I do think this is something that we all need to be aware of. The Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign, again, according to this article from Molly Beck, plan to deploy tens of thousands of volunteers and attorneys to monitor and challenge voting processes in battleground states, including here in Wisconsin.
Joy.
Yeah, oh joy, oh rapture. GOP officials say they will recruit 100,000 people from across the country to observe election processes and voting. They present this as a solution to the former president's claim that he won Wisconsin, which he did not win Wisconsin.
Who confirmed that?
Let's see. Wisconsin judges.
Yes.
Recounts.
Mm-hmm.
Studies.
Yes.
And even audits.
Yes.
And including conservative groups like Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Yes.
Who has also said there's nothing wrong with the election. Our elections are safe and secure.
Yes.
And everything is fine. And people who keep sowing these doubts are wackos.
And stupid.
That too. I've said this for a long time. If he does not win in November, we're going to be right back where we are now. It was stolen.
Yeah.
It was rigged.
Yep.
It wasn't fair. I was cheated. I was robbed. He does this. He did this before the 2020 election.
Yeah.
Started sowing the seeds of doubt about if I lose, then it was rigged. He did this with Ted Cruz in 2016 when Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucus. And Trump said, no, it was rigged. There's no way Ted Cruz could have won. I won.
There's no scenario other than a 50-state and college electoral landslide where he will say nothing. If he wins 49 states but loses Maine will be, he will sit in the White House going, I won Maine.
Yep.
I won Maine. We know we won Maine. You won everything else, but I didn't lose Maine. Nothing is good enough for him. Nothing will satisfy him. Everything just gets him attention because he's just a big baby.
Well, I think nothing will satisfy him unless an outcome you get in a place like Russia where 100%, 105% of Russians voted for Vladimir Putin. It was an incredible victory.
Some people rose from the dead.
Just to cast their ballots.
Just to cast their ballots because they love him that much.
The chief counsel for the Republican National Committee, Charlie Spies, says, quote, the Democrat tricks from 2020 won't work this time. In 2024, we're going to beat the Democrats at their own game. The RNC legal team will work tirelessly to ensure elections follow the rules in administering elections. We will aggressively take them to court if they don't follow rules or try to change them at the last minute, unquote.
They're the ones who, they like to change the rules. They're the ones who, I mean, they're the ones who also don't get it. Like, what was it, 63 court cases?
63.
They won 61.
They won one.
Yeah. And wasn't it last week we were talking about that they want to also try to change the rules, at least here in Wisconsin, where people can be closer to you?
Yeah.
Which, here come fights.
Oh, in the yes.
Voting, in the voting, in the polling places.
Absolutely.
And also, but they said 100,000.
100,000.
No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to be able to find that many people.
You don't think so?
Nope. No, I don't think so. I think they'll tell us they did, but it's just like the inauguration. It's like the rallies. Like, we had thousands of people, then they show us shots. Like, there's 300 people at best. 100,000 people, they're not going to, no. I just don't believe it.
That's funny that you bring up the inauguration.
Why?
And the claims that that was the largest audience in the history of the world.
Yes, biggest one
when
ever.
When Donald Trump was inaugurated, and there was photos that kind of instantaneously dispelled that claim. And I had a chance to talked to Sean Spicer after he left the White House.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing I asked him. I said, why on earth would you pick that? That's so easily disprovable by photographic evidence.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, when you count in people watching online, what?
Well, sure. Okay. Okay, Spice Boy. All right, Spicy. Yes, you're right. You had that audience. They just stayed because it was raining.
It was a rainy day.
But no, it wasn't. According to Trump, it didn't rain. God came down and stopped the rain.
There you go. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha is joining us this morning. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say?
Well, I get a kick out of the Republicans. They're the ones that accuse the Democrats of fraud. And they're trying to pass all these rules across the country to suppress the vote. And yet, who committed election fraud? Who created the slate of false electors? It's the Republicans. Mm-hmm. We should be worried about anybody committing fraud in an election, it's the Republicans.
Trust me, I am worried.
And it's interesting, Bob, that you bring that up, because I can think of, I believe there were at least 5 cases of people voting twice, and that was at the Villages in Florida. Do you remember that, Bob?
Republicans. Yeah, that's all Republicans practically live there.
Yep.
You and I wouldn't dare live there. If we did, we probably wouldn't last long.
I have a feeling that you're right. Thank you so much for listening, Bob. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. We're talking about the GOP's plans, the Republican National Committee's plans, to recruit 100,000 people so they can observe election practices to make sure Democratic tricks aren't going to ensure that Donald Trump loses the 2024 election. They're going to hold training sessions every month to teach people how to observe polling sites and ballot tabulation centers. Next month alone, they have 7 election integrity workshops on the calendar.
You know what I can't wait for? The first piece of hidden video that comes out from, because you know someone's signing up and they're going to put their phone in their pocket, hit record, and we're going to see what's happening, unless they say no phones allowed, put your phone in a bag, because they're afraid, because they will get that happened to Mitt Romney. The 47% comment got videoed by. So come on, folks, sneak a video. They put him in glasses now. I need to see what they're telling people. And the question I have is, will this work around and with the Wisconsin Constitution that bans, that has to define what an election official is? I know they're observers, but also doesn't the would the money that they're using to make this happen constitute outside funds trying to help elections?
That's interesting.
Probably none of those things, but I just like to stir storms up that are made of poop.
Hey, Calvin, you want to sign up for a seminar?
Hey, Calvin, you want to go? Calvin, do you want to be put on a secret mission that no one will ever know about? Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I it would be an interesting assignment, but I don't know if I could spend however long that much time. Seminar is, Calvin, with these people.
I've heard you get spicy before, and I don't think you'd hold back. You are generally a very you speak when you need to, and you say great things. But when you are upset and spicy, you're getting thrown out of that meeting. They're gonna say something.
At the very least, I'd have to go to a doctor to get my eyes out of the back of my head.
Well, we'll kick this around a little bit. I think he might be an interesting undercover MOA person working for us.
Hey, all you listeners, don't tell anybody.
On the flip side, if you would actually like to find out how our elections work, Keep Our Republic, and we've had them on the show numerous times. Mm-hmm. They are having a seminar May 14th, 6 p.m., the UW-Milwaukee Waukesha campus, room N133. They're going to have presentations from state elections officials, city and county clerks, also city administrators. They will provide comprehensive information about the entire electoral process, pre-election, election day, post-election. These are the people who run our elections. They actually mm-hmm. know how they work. And if you have questions about chain of command and all of these things, I highly encourage you to go to this seminar.
This is a nonpartisan event.
Right.
Regardless of what your uncle says.
May 14th, 6 p.m., UW Waukesha, room N133. You can always join in the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no. Just don't know what else to do about it. James says. James Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Calvinator on the board. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Talking about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Milwaukee Beck, talking about the Republican National Committee planning to recruit 100,000 people that they're going to train to watch out for hanky-panky in the upcoming 2024 presidential election. The party's election integrity director, Mike Huffman, said their focus will be on Democratic population centers like Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, recounted telling one clerk the party will be keeping a close eye on you.
They're looking out for shenanigans, hanks.
We're watching you.
And panks. Tomfoolery.
We do have a question from a listener listening in WFHR. Does anyone know if these observers can be denied? Can the poll place deny them? Molly does not cover this in her article specifically. We can certainly follow up on that. I would imagine if they, because there are rules, again, yes, about how close you can stand to people and breathe on them. I would imagine if they start violating those, then they can maybe be tossed.
Yeah, I believe... As long as they operate within the rules, how many feet to keep away, not being a nuisance, not getting in the way of anyone's voting, you can be there. The only way you can be denied is if you are causing a problem. I'm not sure about attire. I know that there was discussion about whether or not, like, if someone wants to wear a Biden t-shirt or a Trump t-shirt, that might be seen as voter intimidation. But if someone just comes in a t-shirt and jeans and they're they're adhering to the rules and they're not impeding anyone's job or their right to vote, they're allowed to be there.
And again, if you would like to actually learn how our processes that are currently in place work, May 14th, Tuesday night, 6 p.m., UW-Milwaukee's Waukesha Campus Room, N133, Keep Our Republic, and we've had them on the show many, many times before, holding a seminar, including state elections officials, city and county clerks, city administrators, explaining the whole process from pre-election to election day to post-election. What's the chain of command? Where do these things go? What double checks do we have to make sure that the ballots are matching up? If you have questions, you should really go.
Absolutely. It's a great tool and it's there for us to learn and to help and to disseminate so you become a better a part of the electorate.
Absolutely. We want to do this real quickly. We kind of jumped on this early on Friday and then it exploded over the weekend. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, of course, out with a new book in which she shares a story about a 14-month-old puppy named Cricket who had killed some chickens and turned around to bite her and was a terrible hunting dog, and she hated the dog, so she took it to a gravel pit and she shot it in the head. This has exploded over the weekend, and I think, Greg, something that you said when we first got in this morning was interesting.
I say a lot of interesting things, which is, it was the thing that, like, I have a dog. If the dog wasn't doing well, there's a lot of things you could do about it. And you could give it away at 14 months. But also, this news has united the left and the right.
Yes.
I mean, they have come together to say, Kristi, you screwed up. You really screwed up. First of all, on the dog alone. If this is a real story, if she actually killed a 14-month-old dog for being a bad hunting dog instead of doing other things for that dog, you screwed up. If it's a lie, if it's true, you shouldn't have told anybody.
But she believed that this was going to work in her advantage.
Absolutely.
She believed that this will establish her as tough and being willing to do hard, difficult things. And Charlie Sykes has a really interesting article in The Bulwark today about this. And I'm sorry, it's Kelly Garrity. She did this to impress Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She wants to be vice president. Donald Trump is a well-known hater of dogs. People he dislikes cry like a dog, die like a dog.
She looks like a dog.
She looks like a dog. He obviously is not a big dog fan. And I believe also that she wrote this because she thinks that that would raise her in his estimation as being tough.
And it very well may, because she's doing the thing that they all do, which is she said the thing, people go nuts. And she's not backing down. Nope. In fact, she doubled down by saying, these are the hard choices you have to make when you live on a farm. And I would like any farmers to call up and say and tell us that, you know, what she did was brave or tough or decisive. I mean, like I said, there are places that'll take your dog if it's not working out. And you didn't employ any of those opportunities.
Right.
But she doesn't have to worry about impressing us. She impresses him. And even if there's a Trumper who hates Kristi Noem for this, the moment he says, yes, she made the tough choices, she's a governor, she made the real decisions, they're going to be like, that's not a bad.
You got to give her, right? You got to give her props for making this tough decision.
Exactly.
As you said, you know, she's owned this, which they all do. South Dakota law states dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people by biting them, I decided what I did. And as you said too, Greg, I think this has just united a lot of people who are animal lovers about how you handle situations like this. And yes, dogs who bite repeatedly, that's an entirely different story. But this was not the right way to handle this.
A tough decision doesn't mean you made the right decision. When she came out and said, you know what would help with the COVID problem? Take your kids hunting. That wasn't the right decision. That wasn't even a tough thing to say. You're not a leader. You're not.
Joe Scarborough says, it's the confessional aspect that was done as a political pose. I'm tough. I'm mean. I'm an SOB. And I'll kill a puppy if it's in my way. That is the sickest part of this all. Donald Trump's Republican Party and the grotesqueness of the movement's violent wing. This is where they go. This is virtue signaling. Virtue signaling, I shot a colt in cold blood, a puppy in a gravel pit.
Yeah. I don't understand how that, like, yeah, and there's no scenario where that paints it in, there's a, painted in a pleasant light. Like, I just see everything about that just mean and wrong and
heartless,
sick, and just everything that goes against every one of my values.
Well, this may have united Republicans and Democrats to the point where she's going to be out of the VP potential.
Who knows? I mean, he might love her more than ever now.
But as far as the general electorate,
we're not sponsored by them.
No, we're not. Although we could be. Yeah. Yeah, you might have a point.
I don't know. That's the thing is, you can paint either way. You can, yeah, because that's where we're at right now. I mean, like the Colin Jost line from the correspondence dinner this weekend. You got a guy who is in court right now. How is it a tie? Like, it was a lot of other things that made the joke funny, but like all these things and Joe Biden, how is this a tie?
News is coming up next when we return. We're going to talk a little semi-pro baseball with Kyle Chisholm from the Madison Mallard. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the board lord, Calvin, ready to screen your calls. Live from our studio in downtown Waukesha at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook or the platform that Elon continues to ruin. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to be joined, looking forward to this, we're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf. She is the chair of Democrats Abroad UK. And we're going to talk about the importance of voting access for Americans who live overseas, because you don't have Americans who are solely in the military who live and vote from overseas, but also other residents. And she's a Milwaukee native.
Nice.
So we're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06, talking about overseas voting and the importance of that. Right now, though, really excited to have joining us. He's the marketing director for the Madison Mallards, Kyle Chisholm is here. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I saw this article on Channel 3000, and one of the things I love so much about semi-pro baseball is the creativity that you guys have when it comes to coming up with silly things. There should be a silly trophy, something, because you guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's one of the things that we take the most pride in, is the ability to get creative. You know, the independent baseball, minor league baseball, that kind of has that wide sweeping feeling to it, and we just really lean into it every opportunity that we can.
So you have a lot more freedom, I assume, than a major league baseball team. So what, you can push things to the edge a little bit further.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that we'll share. You know, when we hire interns and those types of things, is, you know, we kind of set our own boundaries than I imagine a major league team would kind of have their strict rules, where we're kind of allowed to fly off the cuff whenever we want to, you know. So it's great to be in an environment where that's encouraged rather than the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, this article that I saw that just jumped out at me is that the Mallards, coming up on July 6th, will be taking to the field as the motivational speakers. Tell everyone what that's about, Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chris Farley is a Madison native, and he's had, his family has had a really strong relationship with our team over the years. They've done multiple bobbleheads of Chris and the various characters that he's played. And his older brother, Tom Farley, has been nothing but supportive of all of our ventures. And when we came up with the idea to kind of pay homage to the skit of Matt Foley, the motivational speaker sketch from Saturday Night Live, Tom was all in on it. And, you know, we've worked very closely with their family on the artwork of the uniform, making sure that we were paying proper respect to Chris and his image and likeness, and respect to their family as well for allowing us to, you know, continue to use Chris and pay respect to, you know, the memory and the imprint that he's left on not only Madison, but, you know, the country throughout the time that he was on Saturday Night Live. So when we brought this idea to him, he was all for it. And the public in Madison has been really well receiving of it, but we've been getting calls from people all over the country, people in Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, Colorado, California, like looking to see what our hat sizes are, to see if we have stock left over. So
yeah.
That's been so cool to see.
That is awesome.
So Kyle, we are on, of course, a radio show, so it's hard to, but to see it, but can you describe what the items are? I've seen them. They are wonderful, but.
Well, maybe first of all, we have to explain that this Chris Farley character is a motivational speaker who's 35 years old, divorced, and he lives in a van down by the river. So that's the template that you're working off of.
And he's a very specific mode of dress.
Absolutely. Yeah, and his character has this kind of ill-fitting sport coat, a blue sport coat with a tie that kind of flails around when, you know, Chris would kind of just be over the top acting in those sketches and everything. So our uniform itself actually resembles the blue sport coat that he had with the flying kind of green tie and the big motivational speaker's word mark across the chest with Chris's character actually on the sleeve.
Yeah.
And our Mallard's home uniforms have tan colored pants, so it actually looks like he's wearing the khaki pants that the character did as well. And when we came to do the hat design, you know, one of the things is he lives in a van down by the river, so we have a Mallard's Volkswagen van that's a little like wink to Mallard's fans who have seen that before, but that's embroidered on the hat next to a river with a giant pair of underwear kind of hanging on a clothesline as if that was a moment caught in time of when he was actually living down there. So his catchphrase, the Lottie frickin' Dawes embroidered on the back as well. And then we do have another cap that just has Farley's character on the front. So we've had a lot of fun playing around with those designs, and all of our merchandise capsules kind of use all of those elements as well. So we've got t-shirts and sweatshirts and all of the things you could possibly imagine with all those Farley marks on it. And you know, people have just been going crazy for them. I saw our merchandise team the other day packaging up the initial order of just people who bought hats. And it was probably 5 to 10 stacks that were 8 boxes high. And our postal worker, you know, thank goodness he was a nice guy about it, but we helped him load all the stuff into the van and told him that there would be quite a bit more coming through in the next few weeks.
Kyle Chisholm is our guest. He is the marketing manager for the Madison Mallards, and we're talking about their special game on July 26th when they're going to come out with as the motivational speakers, as an honor to Chris Farley, a Madison native. And in the article that I saw, Kyle, it says from now until April 24th, so we passed the date, you could get a replica jersey and a Foley tie. Are you still sending $5 to the Recovery Foundation for sales of merch?
Yes. So we always have people who have, you know, been made aware of the promotion after it's run. But yes, we'll still accept calls and sell those packages to people. And the Recovery Foundation will actually be getting a portion of our jersey sales. So we're doing a on-field uniform, obviously, with the team, and we'll auction all of those off. So all proceeds of that auction will go to the Recovery Foundation, as well as a portion of merchandise sales as well. So if you missed out on the initial promotional package, there's no real concern. We'll have all the merchandise and stuff that you could possibly want. And, you know, the Recovery Foundation is getting an extra kickback with our jersey auction as well. So, you know, if a jersey worn by a player is your type of thing, we'll have a platform for you to be able to buy those. But all the merchandise is available on our online store as well.
For people who don't know, the Recovery Foundation is a Madison-based nonprofit helping people recover from substance abuse. So that's obviously very near and dear to the Farley family's heart.
I imagine, yes.
Yeah. When they were pitched this idea from us originally, that was their one request, was that we would work with the Recovery Foundation. They obviously have a very strong existing relationship with them. And it was something that we were more than happy to do. You know, that was something that You know, given Chris's past and their experience with struggling with family members who had substance abuse problems, you know, giving ourselves the platform and being able to tell Chris's story and educate people on, you know, just the resources that are out there, especially a local nonprofit that's near to our community is an awesome opportunity. So it's definitely a twofold promotion where we get to honor Chris and his memory, and as well as, you know, keep the wishes of the family and honor the Recovery Foundation, which has been a great, you know, place for them to retreat to in times that they need some help, you know, and when it came to Chris and his addiction problems, but, you know, everybody else in the greater Dane County area as well.
You know, we were when you first came on, Jane was saying, you know, independent minor league baseball. Can you explain to us, you know, who the Mallards are, who they are in the world of baseball? Yeah. Like, I saw the Northwoods League. Can you give us a little explanation of that and just a little bit of history of the team as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been a team playing here at Warner Park in Madison since the 80s that started with the Madison Muskies. That was the team that Jose Canseco was on way back in the day, and they were part of the Midwest League. And now we are currently members of the Northwoods League, which started we started here in 2001. And from the very beginning, the Mallards have, you know, tried to be the standard to which all other minor league and independent teams set themselves when it comes to on-field promotion. So we lean into the unique, the weird, the quirky, the things that nobody's ever done before. So, yeah, our team is comprised of college players from all over the country, which is really cool. We get to showcase, you know, and tell the story of some players that you might never see if you live in Madison. There's players coming from the West Coast, and we have a handful of players that are local as well. So being able to highlight those local players and, you know, give guys who are maybe at a smaller school halfway across the country a larger platform. So our stadium capacity is just under 7,000, which by scale is almost double the next closest capacity in the Northwoods League. So we definitely operate on the level of a minor league affiliated ball club, but we have all the fun of somebody who's an independent team.
7,000 is a big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some packed stands throughout the summer here, that's for sure.
And that's something, too. I'm glad you mentioned Jose Canseco's name, is because, you know, down here in Milwaukee, I go to Milwaukee Milkmen game, and I don't, you know, I think when people think of baseball, they think of their favorite team. They may know a minor league here or there. Everyone's heard of the, you know, the Toledo Mud Hens, but, you know, they think in terms of like AAA, AA, single A ball, then there's independent. But the thing that you can be, that can be seen at an independent ball game are people who are coming up and people who get called up to the majors from these leagues. Cause I've been at Milkmen game where they're saying tonight's so-and-so's last night. They're going to the Kansas. They're going to Kansas City.
They're going to the show.
And you know, it's not just a place where people are going to play some baseball. They're working.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really cool. We're in an interesting position where we have the college kids here who it is a very real possibility that somebody comes here and plays and is drafted and immediately has to leave. They're reporting to minor league camp. But it's also nice to keep tabs on those players. Maybe they're a freshman or a sophomore when they play here and they don't get drafted until they're a senior. Mm-hmm. You kind of just keep your eye on them and see how they kind of work up through the ranks. So, you know, we've had huge names come through here. Pete Alonso, who plays for the New York Mets, has played here. Jose Trevino from the Yankees, Tony Gonsolin on the Dodgers, Nico Horner, who's the starting shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. They all came through Madison at one point. And it's really cool to see that those guys still have fond memories of Madison as well. But, you know, we've also had some recent guys like Drake Baldwin was a catcher who played here from Missouri State in 2021. And he's now one of the top rated prospects in the Atlanta Braves organization. So kind of keeping your tabs on those guys and highlighting them when you can. So, you know, the story that we were able to share to these people doesn't stop when they leave Madison. We're always keeping our eyes on our Mallards and, you know, trying to highlight them as best as we can throughout their years and celebrating their further successes.
Kyle Chisholm is the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club. And we're talking about their upcoming promotion this July 6th, where they're going to come out to honor Chris Farley as the motivational speakers. Do you have any other special events coming up yet that you can share with us, Kyle?
Yeah, so the motivational speakers was the first of our four Promopalooza headliners. We're unveiling alternate identities throughout the summer. So we're three out of four in. We're doing the motivational speakers, of course. We're going to be playing as the Wisconsin Worst for one game as a playoff of Bratwurst. And then last year we introduced a brand called the Muscalard. So it's combining that Madison Muskies team to honor the first team that played here with the current team, the Mallard. So the Muscillard is this mythical half fish, half duck hybrid animal that we just unveiled, that it's announced it's coming back for a second year. So I was the star of that video, and our creative media manager, Brent Bartels, has been hard at work, you know, chopping all these videos together to showcase the brands that he and I have slowly come up with over time. So it's been a lot of fun. We have our full promotional schedule releasing this Friday, May 3rd, before single game tickets. So all the other weird and quirky stuff that we haven't had the chance to spotlight yet goes live at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Well, I'm actually going to be there probably on June the 27th, as my friend Eitan Levine is scheduled to throw out the first pitch as part of it's part of a 50 first pitches to raise money for Make-A-Wish. He's setting a world's record through Guinness.
Wow.
He's a great comedian from New York. Huge Mets fan. That first weekend of Brewers baseball really broke his heart, but I laughed all the way to the bank. And but yeah, I'll be up there to see some Mallards baseball. I'm really looking forward to myself, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. When he came to us and said that he was trying to attempt a world record for most first pitches thrown and he wanted the Mallards to be one of them, we jumped all over it. So we're eagerly awaiting his arrival in Madison as well.
Kyle, do you have time to stick around for a second segment?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Kyle Chisholm is here. We're talking Mallards baseball. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have news coming up at 11 o'clock when we get back from the news at 11:06. Looking forward to speaking to our guest, Kristen Kaplan-Wolf. She's the chair of Democrats Abroad UK, and we're going to talk to her about the importance of Americans who live overseas, because mm-hmm. there are a bunch of them, and how important it is that they are allowed to still vote in our election. So Kristen's coming up at 11:06. Right now, though, we're joined by the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club. Kyle Chisholm is here, and we're talking about, of course, July 6th is going to be your motivators.
Motivational.
The motivational speakers will be taking the field to honor Chris Farley. Yep. And
all divorced?
And 35.
Yeah. That was part of our sketch, too. We had one of our office members act as our motivational speaker. And I was like, all right, to kind of embody that spirit, you have to remember you've been divorced 3 times. So get angry about it.
Get into character. Be the character. Be the character.
Yeah.
Now, so
yeah, absolutely.
These promotions, and you know, we said earlier that you have more leeway, you have more freedom. There's a little more winking and going up to that line. I will say that MLB has stepped up their game when it comes to like special nights and whatnot, but independent baseball is where it's at. So the question I have for you and the rest of your organization is, what is the process of deciding of what you want to do? Like, all right, we have the 2024 season coming up. We want promotional nights. What do we want to see? What do we want to put in the hands of our fans? What do we want to advertise? What is that process?
Yeah. So the 2023 season closed in the early weeks of August, and we get right after it planning for the following year, probably around the first week of September. So when it comes to marketing efforts, our team kind of uses our whole staff. We'll get, you know, all heads put together at once and just, you know, we'll carve out an hour on a Friday afternoon, maybe have some adult beverages here in the office and just throw out every idea that we could possibly think of. And then we'll revisit that list the following week, cut out all the bad stuff and keep, you know, keep all the good and make, try to, you know, make that fit into our promo schedule. Yeah. So when it comes to the rebrands, I mean, those ideas really come from everywhere. One of the things that we like to do, you know, is not so much the MLB's version of, you know, their City Connect, but doing things that are important to our region as well. So having that little Madison or even broader Wisconsin nod and just about everything we do is kind of that underlying tone. So, you know, if there's cool stories that we can highlight, that's the, you know, that's our main goal, I would say. And that's kind of how that Muscle-Art idea started, because we've tied that back into the Monster of Lake Mendota was the first article ever on The Onion.
Yeah.
And we just kind of said our Muscle-Art is that monster. And, you know, people in Madison can keep their eye out for the Muscle-Art. And, you know, our Mallard's colors are blue and yellow, but now we have people walking around downtown with bright orange Muscle-Art's gear on. And those are always super cool to see. But yeah, that, the process of that definitely takes a long time to do the art. It's all done internally myself and Brent Bartels. So, you know, we're throwing ideas around. We'll mock up some gear. We'll show it to our, the rest of our staff. And if they like it, we'll kind of move forward with it. And we take everybody's opinion into account when we're saying, you know, maybe we should tweak this here, or maybe the idea can be closer to this, that, or the other. And, it's kind of a all heads moving in the same direction when it comes to those brainstorms.
Thank you for confirming something that I've always suspected, is that there has to be some adult that beverages involved when you guys are coming up with this stuff. It's like an it's like an improv exercise in theater, right? You know, you throw this word out, spaghetti and, I don't know, kumquats, and we'll see, you know, see what that turns into.
The spaghetti squats.
So there you go.
So here's a question I have for you, Kyle. And remember, we are on the radio. We are FCC compliant.
Yes.
Are there any ideas, whether they were your favorite or a room favorite, that you were like, there's no way we can turn this and make it work? It'll be shelved.
It's too naughty.
But it's on the board for best idea of all time.
Yeah, we have countless ideas that, you know, end up in a graveyard, I guess, if you will. But one of the unique things that's like kind of a, if you know, you know, thing that Mallards fans don't know about is when we hit foul balls in our stadium, the PA, the public address person in the press box, will say wiener. And that's because if a kid catches it, he could bring it back to a concession stand and turn it in for a free hot dog. So we kicked around the idea of having an alternate like wiener Maynard mark and a jersey that we wore like just on Wednesdays or something, and you know, leaning into that super hard. So there are times where that comes back up, and we decide, like, we have a bus wrap that's literally rolling around Madison right now that has just a giant Mallards logo, and it just says wiener exclamation point on it.
I love it.
And that was our execution. So we didn't actually make the uniform itself, but that's kind of where the Wisconsin worst kind of came about, was like, oh, we can lean into this still somehow. And we massaged the idea a little bit, and that's kind of where it ended up. So
that is priceless.
You know, the nice thing about it is, nothing is ever truly dead when it comes to our ideas. There's a way to make it happen. We just have to make sure that it's appropriate, but maybe on that border of inappropriate. And that's kind of where we have our sweet spot.
It's an idea that's only mostly dead.
exactly.
You know, there's a lot of I'm a comedian. I'm friends with Eitan, and we want to be in the writers' rooms of TV shows and movies. But I'm going to tell you this right now: I would pay money to be in the writers' room, the creative room of a baseball team coming up with promotions for the season. I would do anything. I'll bring you hot dogs. I'll bring you adult beverages. I'll just sit in the corner and be quiet. Yeah. I just want to watch it happen.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Yeah.
He said it here, folks. I'm welcome.
Essentially welcome as well.
Kyle.
Yeah. So, you know, any idea is open, and who knows, we might even take one of the ones that you throw out there.
Heck yeah.
How much are tickets, Kyle, and where can people get them?
It's really nice. Our tickets start at $6.08. We have a section 608 that honors the 608 Madison area code. And our single game tickets go on sale this Friday, May 3rd, unless you want yourself a Muscle-Art jersey. We have that running right now on our website. So you get a ticket plus a Muscle-Art bright orange jersey. for our game in August right now. And keep an eye out for our last rebrand that's dropping Wednesday morning and rolls right into our single game tickets.
Kyle Chisholm is the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club. It's been so much fun, Kyle. We have to have you back, and we'll get a link in our show notes to your website if people want to get tickets and that highly sought after Muscalard jersey. Kyle, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Stay close. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, rag a shop with the crowd real loud.
That'll explain everything.
Buy me soda, pop, and peanuts, and buy Cracker Jack.
A hat'll cost me.
I don't ever care if I never get back.
That's different. We'll root for the home.
For the home.